The Allman Brothers Band had a 44-year run that landed the group in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Now, two guitar-playing sons of the band's founders lead the Allman Betts Family Revival Band. They're on tour this month. The group came out of a father-son relationship in need of repair, as St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin reports.
When he was 15, Devin Allman wrote a short letter to a man he'd never met, rock legend Greg Allman, his father.
It was like, "Dear Greg, I'm your son. I play guitar. I like Ozzy. You know, here's my phone number."
Devin only knew Greg through stories from his mom, Shelley Winters, Greg's first wife. They split after Greg's brother and bandmate Dwayne Allman died in a motorcycle crash and the backstage drug scene got darker. She went home to raise their child far from the rock and roll circus. And Greg kept his distance.
She just basically said, "Someday you're going to meet him. You guys are going to get along great. Be patient, it'll happen."
A week or two after teenage Devin sent that letter to his dad, the rock star called him up and invited him to an Allman Brothers show. So Devin met his father in the parking lot of St. Louis's fabulous Fox Theater.
I said, "Man, I got one question for you." And he goes, "What's that?" And I said, What took so long? 15 years, man?" And he reached in his wallet. And he pulled out the letter from 6 months earlier, and he unfolded it. He goes, "I was waiting for this."
Now Devin Allman spends much of the holiday season each year playing Allman Brothers songs, alongside Dwayne Betts, son and spitting image of Allman's co-founder Dickie Betts. Here's Dwayne singing one of Dickie's songs with the Allman Betts Family Revival Band. Dwayne got a lot more father-son time than Devin did. He played in Dickie's solo group for a decade. Then Dickie Betts died last year. Dwayne says the Family Revival Band is a way to keep connecting.
Music and family go together. I mean, that's just sacred. There's times on stage when I look over at Devin and we just feel it. We both know the spirit's there.
After their meeting outside the Fox Theater, Devin and Greg Allman built a warm relationship. But 15 years of absence left a mark. At age 27, a life change rearranged Devin's perspective.
I really got to heal those wounds by being a dad. Any anger or sadness that I had was really replaced by a pity. Like, oh, being a father is the best thing in the world. Like, you miss this, man. You know? And I felt so horrible for him that he missed out on that.
That's a tremendous amount of empathy that, I mean, you were the other end of that relationship. You were missing that too.
But yeah. I kind of got it back by being a dad myself. So it filled my cup.
Greg Allman died in 2017. Devin started the Family Revival Band not long after.
How are we doing?
Hey, not bad. How about you?
It's good. Good to see you. This is Franklin.
Devin Allman recently showed me around his home in St. Charles, Missouri, 20 miles northwest of St. Louis. At 53, he has the long hair and sandy-colored beard of his father. The house is full of rock history.
The centerpiece here is Dad's baby grand piano. He composed on it, wrote some tunes for his final record on this piano. And these were Dad's two main acoustic guitars. He would play Midnight Rider on the black guitar and Melissa on the Tobacco Burst. And I still use them on tour. And Dwayne Betts will play him too, as well. There are moments where it's like, wow, I can't believe we get to do this. I'd be singing Melissa to 3,000 fans in Beacon Theater when I was like the forgotten kid, man.
Will you have the dead man's gold? Will he lie beneath the clay? Or will his spirit float away? Lord, I know that he won't stay without Melissa.
In his journey from the forgotten kid to musical torchbearer, Devin Allman says he and Dwayne Betts fill a spotlight he'd just as well step out of.
Sometimes it's super sad. I got to fight tears back because ultimately we would just love to be on those chairs on the side of the stage watching his dad do Blue Sky and watching my dad do Melissa. You know, we're literally doing this because they can't.
Devin and Dwayne lead another band together where they focus on their original songs. But even then, they break out a few Allman Brothers tunes because it's all in the family. For NPR News, I'm Jeremy Goodwin in St. Louis.